At 95, legendary cartoonist Jules Pfeiffer continues to amaze, both in the sense of astonish and perplex. His colorful new graphic novel, Amazing Grapes, almost 300 pages, is said to be for middle grade youngsters ages 8 to 12, but I wonder about the appropriateness. A spin-off reference to the 18th century hymn, Amazing Grace, written by a repentant former slaver who found God and redemption, Pfeiffer's title hardly reflects the hymn's key lines that the speaker once was lost but now is found. Pfeiffer characters have typically been adults, more lost than found, neurotic, urban, nervous, on edge. An iconic shaky line ink drawing from the 60s featured a disheveled young woman hanging onto a subway pole with the text, "Mother loved me, but she died." Mother was always an ambivalent figure for Pfeiffer. Long dead, she still is in Amazing Grapes. The structure isn't easy to follow because there is none, other than the random adventure by way of encounters with threatening creatures. Aside from Mommy, key figures include two of her three children, Pearly and Curly, and a two-headed swan, sometimes referred to as a duck. Its two heads don't agree. A third sibling, Shirley, the oldest child, is not carried off, but does have absurd relationships, including a fiancé who keeps changing his name. Another major presence is the children's guide dog, Kelly, who announces he's actually a cat and cannot guide. Minor presences lurk in page corners, offering irrelevant remarks. One creature, the Fury Queen, pops in and out. The children and Mommy seem to be on a mission, but no one seems to know what it is. Parents and fantasy animals can be scary, unreliable, aloof. Pearly and Curly miss Mommy, a word that screams in bold colored letters across full pages. Argh is another word, writ large, the menacing sound of a mass of murderous monsters. Childhood here seems more nightmare than dreams. Mommy, at the heart of it all, imagines herself at times as an empress. And when the children wonder when and how they'll see her again, she advises them just to sing Amazing Grapes. Given a full-page review in the children's section of the New York Times, Amazing Grapes is a remarkable visual accomplishment from a multi-talented artist, playwright, novelist, screenwriter, Oscar winner, comic book Hall of Famer, art teacher, and major voice of the Village Voice for over 40 years. Now suffering from macular degeneration, Jules Pfeiffer is determined to come to terms with his past fractured family life. A memoir is in the works, but he's also out to demonstrate now his abiding love of the world of imagination. And who knows, maybe there's a precocious, soon-to-be psychotherapist out there among those potential middle school readers of Amazing Grapes. I'm Joan Baum.